An anonymous quote. There's nothing wrong with a man who enjoys a good blowjob. I read an article that cautioned people against shaken baby syndrome. Do people really need to be told this sort of thing? And if some people do need to be told, are these the kind of people who are very likely to heed the advice? Personally, I never shake a baby, unless the recipe calls for it. Imagine how creepy it would be to be sexually abused by your great-great-grandparents. Ugh. Do you know why it is that when a rancher fucks a sheep, he does it at the edge of a cliff? It's so the sheep will push back. True fact. A guy somewhere in the Midwest was sued for having too many Christmas lights on his house. Happy holidays. I think Western Union should have a service where women with big tits come to your house and sing happy birthday. They could call it a mammogram. Whenever I hear about someone who died for the flag, I always wonder about his real motives. And then I remember, oh yeah, they shoot deserters. A lot of the people who worry about the safety of nuclear plants don't bother using their seat belts. Here's some fun. Just keep calling telephone numbers at random and yelling, "Get off the line!" This is National Disabled Month. Do your part. Cripple someone today. Two soldiers get into a fight. Two other soldiers pull them apart and tell them not to fight. Then they all pick up their guns and go kill people. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken.
What about the egg?
Okay, the egg.
Using technology to clean up the mess made by technology doesn't seem too intelligent. At one time, if you made a telephone call from your table in a restaurant, it would have been a novelty and it would have attracted a lot of attention, more than the food. Now, if you're using a telephone at your table in a restaurant, it's considered a nuisance. Why don't they just let these gay Boy Scouts join the Girl Scouts? What the fuck? You've got two groups. Use them both. There's a whole different now. When you drive into California from Las Vegas, they have an agricultural inspection station where they ask you if you have any fruits or vegetables with you. And then they just believe whatever you tell them. What's the point of that? You know what I do? On every trip, I put a yam in the glove compartment just to be sure I'm breaking the law. We ought to have a name for the day before yesterday. Day for day? Yester for day. Why don't you people just come up with something and get back to me? I don't own any stocks or bonds. All my money is tied up in debt. A good motto to live by. Always try not to get killed. If Marilyn Monroe were alive today, she'd be in her late 70s, and I'll bet there would still be guys lining up for a chance to fuck her. Why not join the army? Join up and die. How do you expect to keep America free if you won't die? I'm dead. I died in Vietnam. I'm dead, and all my old army buddies are dead. Can you say that? No. What's wrong with you?